Welcome to this special Think Tank edition of Colorectal Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. We gathered seven clinical investigators, each of whom was asked to briefly address a major controversy in systemic therapy of this disease. The meeting was held on a balmy Saturday night in Orlando as a satellite to the so-called ASCO GI meeting, or more formally, the Gastrointestinal Cancer Symposium. To heighten the pace of the meeting, we provided 150 network portable computers to audience members and faculty who participated in an oncology chat room where questions and cases were thrown back and forth. I also interviewed each faculty member individually to learn the clinical research database they would be reviewing for the attendees, and each topic was preceded by a controversial poll question we threw out to the audience. To begin, we asked Dr. Dan Haller to comment on this poll question, agree, disagree, or in between. For select patients with locally advanced rectal cancer, oxaliplatin combined with a fluoropyrimidine and radiation therapy should be offered as a non-protocol treatment option.
I would say in between, because I'm going to wear two different hats, one as a person who did a phase 1-2 trial in this area and uses it off protocol, and my other hat as GI intergroup co-chair, where there's a protocol specifically asking this as one of the questions, NSCBP-R04. And so from the first standpoint, I've been working with oxaliplatin since 1996 and was part of the development team, if you will, of it. And then we became interested in its radiosensitization qualities. And as we began to adopt neoadjuvant therapy, it seemed to most of us to be self-evident that all platinum compounds radiosensitize. And 5-FU and oxaliplatin are natural partners, that 5-FU oxaliplatin at any dose schedule you care to name would probably be tolerable, certainly more so than platinum, and active in colorectal cancer. So in 1997, in ECOG, we began a trial, and we're now writing it up. CALGB started a trial. I have a table of 11 separate phase 1-2 studies that have been done worldwide. There are some very clear points. One is that you can add oxaliplatin weekly, biweekly, or once every 3 weeks, and at different doses. So there's a wide range of dosing. What is of interest in putting together my talk is that when I put them all together is that it depends on whether you think oxaliplatin is a radiosensitizer or a systemic agent, or both. It probably is both. That is, you're giving adjuvant therapy and you're giving local therapy and making the radiation work better. If you want to do a radiosensitization, you probably want to do it more frequently, as the CALGB did. That was published in JCO by David Ryan. If you think it's more systemic, you certainly want to get the maximal dosing in. Well, it turns out that if you give it weekly, not everybody gets through all the dosing. So although the total dose that could be given is high, the actual doses administered in the weekly regimens is much lower than when you give it biweekly or triweekly. So I actually have to rethink this. Is we defaulted to doing it weekly because the CLGB had their data out before we did, and we thought it was more of a radiosensitizer. But as I rethink rectal cancer, I think the big gains certainly are to be made in control of systemic disease along with local control is how do you get the best of both worlds? It makes sense as a radiosensitizer to have a low dose frequently. But again, if you believe you actually want to be treating in a patient who hasn't yet had their operation systemic micrometastases, that may not be the best dosing schedule. So we know that it's tolerable. In fact, the other part of this is that if you look at the pathologic complete response rate, which in the German preoperative trial clearly correlates with long-term outcomes and disease-free survival in terms of downstaging of the T stage and the end stage, in patients who receive radiation alone or radiation plus 5-FU, the pathologic complete response rate is usually in the range of about 8 to 10%. If you look at the 5-FU oxaliplatin studies, it ranges anywhere from about 18% to 48%. Much of that may be patient selection, but with multiple studies, it's remarkably consistent across the board that it ranges 25% plus or minus 10 or 20%. The other thing I want to mention is irinotecan has also been combined with radiation and 5-FU, and it probably is equally effective. But when doing combination therapies, I think one of the things that is self-evident and intuitive is you don't want cross-reacting toxicities. And so since irinotecan causes diarrhea and GI problems, and so does radiation, so does 5-FU, you have three treatments, all of them causing the same toxicity. So most people have defaulted to oxaliplatin, even though the RTOG did a trial with irinotecan that showed pretty good data for path CR rates.